This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. You might remember Barbara Streisand's popular song from the 60s called People. You remember it? People who need people, she said, are the luckiest people in the world. And that song reminded me what Dr. Len Kramer, a psychiatrist who for 30 years specialized in treating depressed people, said, "The human being is the only species that can't survive alone. The human being needs another human being, otherwise he's dead. A telephone call," he said, "to a depressed person can save a life. An occasional word or a 10-minute visit can be more effective than 24 hours of nursing care." He said, "You can buy nursing care, but you can't buy love." It's true, isn't it, that people need people. We need one another even more in times of difficulty, and that's when I guess we do really need people around us. We need to reach out and touch someone else in a meaningful way when the times of trouble come. I like the story of a mother who spoke one night about her daughter. The little girl was three and she wanted some help in getting herself dressed. And the mother said, "Look, I'm upstairs," and she was downstairs. She was getting undressed. And I said, "Look, you know how to undress yourself." And the little girl said, "Yeah, but sometimes people need people anyway, even if they do know how to do things by themselves." Now, what a wonderful statement from a little three-year-old. And sometimes we do need other people, even though we know how to do things. And there are times, for example, when we're sick or we experience a serious illness, and you might have been through that, or we lose someone in death, or someone's house burns down. I mean, any time that people experience some serious difficulty in their life, they need the support and assistance of others. And that's where I think our Christianity should fly into action. And for example, in the scripture, in Philippians 2 verse 4, we have this verse from God's word: "Care about others as much as you care about yourselves." But when people are hurting, we really do need to help them as best we can. Not the least we can, but the best we can. It's not an easy thing to do. It's true that you can be misunderstood and people don't always appreciate what you're trying to do to help them. It reminds me years ago when a church leader was there when he was flying in a plane. It was way back when you could smoke sitting in the planes. And he was sitting next to a woman who kept blowing cigarette smoke all over him. And he was getting a bit upset. He knew his clothes would smell when he arrived for a function of cigarette smoke. And he just couldn't take it anymore. And he said, "Excuse me, would you like to chew my gum for a while?" And this woman was insulted. "What in the world do you mean?" she said. "Well, this man," the churchman said, "I've been smoking your secondhand smoke ever since we left the city. I thought you'd like to chew some of my secondhand gum." Well, how true it is that people can be insensitive. They might blow smoke in your face, actually, or open their car door in a parking lot and bang your door, or throw their rubbish in your rubbish bin at home. You know, the sort of thing, and cut you off in traffic, run a red light, all that sort of thing. And you can get a little bit cranky about it, but I guess the worst insensitivity of all comes when someone is hurting and no one seems to care. The Bible says that we really have to care even when the act of kindness is not returned. Remember what Jesus said. You know, it says that Jesus in the scripture in Matthew 9 went through all the towns and villages teaching in their synagogues, and he was preaching the good news of the kingdom, and he healed every disease and sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. That's how Jesus reacted when he saw people. They were like sheep without a shepherd. So the ministry of Jesus, as you read the New Testament, was centered on helping many, many hurting people. When he saw people, he seemed to be very quick to pick up their hurt and their helplessness. So what happens when you look at people? Do you look at the other person, the clothes they have or their hair or their face, and do you perceive that there is a problem or not? These sort of things can happen. I think Jesus is the greatest example in this area. Well, dear Lord, sometimes we're not 100% honest with people. It's easy to tell white lies to get us out of situations. But Lord, teach us to be honest with ourselves and to care and to know what really is important. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.